It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, October 1st, 2014. On this date in 1901, President Theodore Roosevelt officially changed the name of the presidential mansion on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. to the White House. Home to every U.S. president since John Adams, it was originally known as the Executive Mansion and was begun in 1792, built by a labor force that included slaves and immigrant workers. When Thomas Jefferson, a fine amateur architect himself, took up residence in 1801, he expanded the building outward, adding two columned extensions that cleverly concealed the stables and some storage areas. The mansion was burned by British troops when they occupied Washington in the War of 1812. Quickly reconstructed, the house was further enlarged in the 1820s with the addition of the now familiar North and South porticos, although the boisterous inauguration party for President Andrew Jackson threatened to ruin the new decor. Teddy Roosevelt added the West Wing in 1901 to centralize the administrative offices and relieve crowding in the mansion, and President Taft created the Oval Office a few years later. An East Wing, used as a reception area, completed the symmetry, and Jefferson's colonnades were retained. By 1948, the house's interior structure was crumbling under the strain of numerous alterations. When the leg of a piano used by Margaret Truman went through the floor of the family dining room, and the president's bathtub was found to be sinking, Truman moved his family out, and the house was completely gutted and rebuilt around a new steel frame. Today, the complete White House complex contains 6 floors, including 2 levels that are underground. There are 132 rooms and 35 bathrooms, 28 fireplaces, 8 staircases, and 3 elevators. There are also 85 clocks, kept running by an official clock winder who has been on the job for more than 50 years. Other amenities include a tennis court, a bowling alley, a movie theater, a jogging track, a swimming pool, and a putting green. In 2007, it was ranked 2nd on the American Institute of Architects list of America's favorite architecture, just behind the Empire State Building. In more than 2 centuries, the White House has seen its share of tragedy. 2 presidents and 3 first ladies have died there. 6 presidents lost children while they were serving or were about to serve as chief executive. But a house with such a long history has had its share of humor, too, often engendered by presidential eccentricities. Thomas Jefferson kept a pet mockingbird that flew freely around the White House unless he had guests. Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt both tolerated their children's boisterous games, which included sliding down banisters and interrupting cabinet meetings. Rutherford B. Hayes had the first telephone installed in the White House, but needed instructions from Alexander Graham Bell himself on how to use it. And President Benjamin Harrison put in electrical wiring, but he was so afraid of getting shocked he wouldn't touch the switches. A look back at the White House today, formerly known as the Executive Mansion. Many of the presidential anecdotes are adapted from The Story of the White House by Kate Waters, published by Scholastic Books in 1991, and an exceptionally good introduction for young children. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 1st, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.